Good afternoon, 4:30 and 47 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Dan Conte.
And I'm Ashley Davidson.
We need to be in the business of keeping our promises. We promised the American people we would repeal and replace Obamacare. That's what this is.
And that's why Congressman Andy Barr says he will vote tomorrow to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
A Robertson County youth has been killed in what appears to be a tragic accident.
And Governor Bevin signs the charter school bill into law.
In sports, UK coaches Calipari and Stoops both signed contract extensions today.
But Luke has the stocks.
Clear and cooler tonight with lows in the mid-20s. The complete forecast after this news.
Kentucky State Police are investigating the shooting death of a 4-year-old child in Robertson County. It happened on Pinhook Road near Mount Olivet and took the life of Jacob Brockman. Police say the youngster apparently shot himself after finding a gun in the console of his uncle's truck. Trooper David Jones spoke with WLEX.
Sometimes they think of them as play toys and accident. Unfortunate things like this happen.
Police say the shooting happened around 11:30 Tuesday morning, and the child later died at a Maysville hospital.
A Portsmouth man has been killed in a head-on crash between two vehicles in Scioto County. Ohio Highway Patrol troopers identified the victim as 31-year-old Ricky Harden. They say the accident happened shortly after 6 o'clock Tuesday night on State Route 125 near Lucasville. Police indicate Harden was a passenger in a car driven by 38-year-old Sonia Mangus of New Boston. Her automobile reportedly went left of center and struck an SUV operated by 48-year-old Angela Culver of Otway. Both drivers are listed in serious condition at a Huntington hospital.
A former Russell Independent School District teacher's aide and sports coach is facing child pornography charges, according to the Ashland Daily Independent. 48-year-old Donald Adkins of Ashland was arrested Monday night after a joint investigation by the Ashland and Flatwoods Police Departments. Adkins coached the middle school basketball and baseball teams. He is facing charges of possession of matter portraying a sexual performance by a minor. Superintendent Sean Horn said Tuesday that the district will not release specific information on the investigation, but will fully cooperate with law enforcement. Adkins is lodged in the Boyd County Detention Center.
Governor Matt Bevin has signed a law to allow charter schools in Kentucky. The Republican stamp of approval makes the Commonwealth the 44th state to allow charter schools. The law allows local school boards and the mayors of Louisville and Lexington to authorize charter schools in their districts. They would be governed by an independent board and exempt from most state regulations. Applicants denied at the local level could appeal to the State Board of Education, which is appointed by the governor. The governor says it will give parents and students more options.
Some charter school critics held a press conference today to reiterate their opposition to the idea. Among the participants was State Representative Darrell Owens. He's a Democrat from Jefferson County.
It's a bad bill. There is no justification for this if, in fact, your concerns are the education of our kids. Now, if your concerns are about the money makers, those who do charter schools as profit making, then obviously this is a very good bill.
Owen says the mayors of Louisville and Lexington have no expertise in education, so he doesn't understand why the law gives them the authority to approve charter schools.
Although a Republican state senator from eastern Kentucky voted for the bill that implements a performance-based funding formula for public higher education, he still has doubts about its equilibrium component. That clause guarantees that every school gets equal funding for each of its students. Steve West's district includes Rowan County, where Moorhead State University is located. West agrees with MSU officials who had asked that the equilibrium component be amended to no longer include international and out-of-state students. They argued Kentucky tax dollars should only be spent on the educations of Kentucky students. West reports the idea failed because some lawmakers feared making changes to the bill might kill it.
That was the argument that it cannot be amended is because it was felt that if one amendment was allowed, then other amendments would pour in and the whole thing may collapse.
After it receives Governor Bevin's signature, the performance-based funding system will be enacted in 2017-2018. It allows lawmakers to review its impact 3 years after that.
Olive Hill has a new mayor. MSPR's Kyle Blankenbuehler has the story.
City Council Tuesday night named Jerry Callahan to the post to fill the remaining year and a half of former Mayor Kenny Fankel's term in office. The 57-year-old Fankel died suddenly in late February. Members of council have been trying to decide between Callahan and fellow councilman Justin Dixon. Back on March 3rd, the two men split the council's 6 votes. The panel had until tomorrow to decide the issue, or Governor Matt Bevin would have been given the job of selecting Olive Hill's next mayor. Reporting from Ward State Public Radio News, I'm Kyle Blankenbuehler.
As construction continues on its new 300-bed jail, Rowan County has received another change order from a state inspector. Judge Executive Walter Blevins says the county will have to spend another $1,791 to install several small portals that will allow for easy access to the structure's water pipes and electrical system. According to Blevins, the money will come from the project's contingency fund.
I think we have about $930,000 that we put in there for that type of thing, and we've spent about maybe $100,000 of it so far, and so there's quite a bit of money left, and hopefully we can take that money and help maybe pay the debt down some or pay some debt down on some other projects.
Blevin says with construction efforts going well so far, Rowan County should be able to open its new $18 million detention center in December. The facility will be located on U.S. 60, just east of downtown Moorhead.
The U.S. Senate has voted unanimously to confirm a Kentucky judge to a seat on the Federal Sentencing Commission. Judge Danny Reeves is a graduate of the Chase College of Law at Northern Kentucky University and has served on the federal bench in the Eastern District of Kentucky since 2001. Senator Mitch McConnell says Reeves is an ideal selection for the post.
Judge Reeves has been lauded for his steady devotion to the rule of law, for his commitment to fair rulings predicated on the facts and the law rather than his own political beliefs, and for his even-handed approach to all who enter his courtroom.
Judge Reeves was actually nominated for the job last year by former President Barack Obama.
Kentucky's junior senator believes the American Health Care Act will be defeated in the House of Representatives tomorrow. Republican Rand Paul is a member of the Freedom Caucus, a band of conservative GOP lawmakers who think the bill, touted as the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, does not make enough fundamental changes to the health care system. The senator spoke with reporters in Louisville.
With replacement, some of us want more market-oriented competition, choice, things to drive down prices. And on their side, they're saying, well, we'll give you half as much as Obamacare. So it's Obamacare light, but I just don't think they're going to fix the problem, and they'll entrench a brand new entitlement that really, I think, most conservatives across the country didn't really vote to get Obamacare light. They voted for repeal.
And Paul says that'll be a big problem because Republicans will own whatever they pass and will pay a price if it isn't what Americans want.
Lewis County Congressman Thomas Massey says put him down as a no vote on the Republican health care bill that goes before the House tomorrow. The Garrison lawmaker is a member of the GOP caucus, but he says it's a lousy piece of legislation.
It's horrible. And the people that say that it's better than nothing are wrong. The Republicans here are proposing to replace subsidies, penalties, and mandates with subsidies, penalties, and mandates. And frankly, we shouldn't be dabbling in socialism.
However, Republican Congressman Andy Barr sees the issue a lot differently. He represents Lexington, Owingsville, and Flemingsburg.
I am a firm and enthusiastic yes. One of the reasons why people voted for Republicans to take control, both in the Congress and in the White House, was to make life easier for them and repeal Obamacare. Now is our chance to do that.
Barr says Republicans promised to repeal Obamacare, and now they need to keep that pledge.
Ashland Shelter for Battered Persons is holding its 6th annual Cornerstone Awards luncheon tomorrow. to thank some of the people and organizations whose contributions are vital to the facility's operation. Ann Perkins is the director of Safe Harbor.
Well, this year we're honoring Judge Reese and Judge Gerald Reams from District Court in Boyd County. We're honoring the Ashland Fire Department, the Ashland Police Department. We're honoring River City Harvest and United Way, and Sister Marisha and Sister Sally from Sarah's Place in Sandy Hook.
Ashland City Commissioners will also be attending the event. They've rescheduled their Thursday meeting for 6 p.m. to make that possible.
Kentucky Power has made a $25,000 donation to God's Pantry to support hunger relief efforts in eastern Kentucky. The check was presented to the pantry's chief executive officer, Mike Halligan, at the organization's Prestonsburg warehouse Tuesday. He tells EKB-TV that gift will go a long way.
The economic value of taking a donation like this and making a difference in a community is huge. We couldn't do the work without the donations and the gifts that come in, not only from corporations and from foundations, but from individuals. It allows us to take over 30 million pounds of food and move it to central and eastern Kentucky.
God's Pantry also has warehouses in Moorhead and Lexington.
Work continues on a $10 million project to improve a segment of Kentucky 519 in Rowan County. State Transportation Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair says crews are doing some earth moving and rock cuts, and there will also be some blasting done on a rock wall outside of Moorhead.
The next step is to get the roadbed finished and start toward paving this summer. So we do expect to start those major traffic shifts this spring. Motors will be seeing some traffic movement, in other words, getting them off of the existing highway and tying in some sections of the new road.
The project began in February of last year. Its goal is to improve a two-mile section of highway between Route 801 and the bottom of Clack Mountain, where it ties into the 519 widening and realignment effort that was done earlier. Blair says there will be lane closures and some delays for motorists this summer while the paving work is taking place. The entire project should be done by the end of the year.
And finally, this afternoon, Raceland City Council members are discussing possible ways to offset the cost of rising water rates. Here is MSPR's Jacob Lindberg.
According to the Ashland Daily Independent, Raceland residents may see their water bills increase by $2.10, which would compensate for rising rates from Russell. Mayor Mike Wilson told City Council Tuesday that purchases from Russell are going up 25 cents, which will end up costing the city $2,000 to $2,500 a month once implemented. Wilson noted that nobody wants increases, but people need water, and the funds have to come from somewhere. Councilman Kevin Jackson suggested possibly reducing garbage fees to offset some of the cost, an idea that council members agreed should be heavily discussed. The council will vote on the matter during next month's meeting. Reporting for Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the MSPR listening area. Tonight, clear skies with lows around 26. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs reaching 61 degrees. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows around 48 degrees. Friday, warmer, a mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming mostly cloudy later in the day with the highs around 71. Friday night, partly cloudy with lows around 52. And Saturday, partly cloudy with highs around 72 degrees. Temperatures for the region, it is currently 46 degrees in Ashland, 45 in Flemingsburg, 48 in Inez, 46 in both Lexington and Winchester, and it is 47 degrees right here on the campus of Moorhead State University.
444, you are tuned to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio, and we are very pleased to have you with us on this Wednesday afternoon. On our feature segment, we have commentary from retired Moorhead physician Yule Scott. He says, one of the myths of healthcare reform is that we want choice.
Supporters of private health insurance persist in proclaiming the value of choosing the right healthcare insurance policy. Your choice depends on the cost of the premium and the benefits it provides. The variables include the deductible, and that means the patient pays the deductible before the insurance company kicks in anything. the copays, the required payment at the point of service, the limits of the policy. If your costs per year exceed a stipulated figure, tough luck. And importantly, which providers are listed in-network? Out-of-network providers sometimes are not paid at all, leaving the patient to pay the entire amount. Here's the rub. Not a single one of us can predict which policy is the best because we do not know which ailment will ultimately befall us. Some diseases are easy to treat and some are less expensive, but that is an unknown. What is known is that we as patients want to see our providers when we want to and have the bill paid in a timely manner. And we also want to go see who we want to see, not someone either in-network or out-of-network. We want to do this while at the same time not needing to call the local bankruptcy attorney. As an aside, 1 million bankruptcies per year are caused by health care expenses. And interestingly, most of these people have health insurance. The bottom line is that we all want the best coverage. Many times one hears the phrase, boy, that company really offers comprehensive health care insurance. Or more frequently, my pay is good, but they don't offer health insurance at all. You know, 1/4 of all our workers in the United States work at minimum wage or lower. And most of those companies do not provide health insurance. But there is hope. The new and improved Medicare for All plan would achieve our goals of having the best policy ever. We would automatically have it. We wouldn't have to sign up every year and decide which of the insurance policies our health insurance providers want to sell us. And our goal of having the best policy can never be attained by relying on multiple private health insurance companies.
Dr. Ewell Scott is a retired practitioner of internal medicine and a health care reform activist. He lives in Moorhead. It is 4:48. You are listening to Mountain Edition on Moorhead State Public Radio. All Things Considered from NPR is coming up at 5 o'clock, and Braxton has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from The Bakery on Main next to Pasquale's on East Main Street in Moorhead. The Bakery on Main prepares made-from-scratch breads, cakes, pies, tarts, and cookies. Glazed, cream and fruit-filled donuts made fresh Monday, Friday, and Saturday, catering for weddings, birthdays, bridal, and baby showers. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Orders by phone at 606-783-0101 and online at thebakeryonmain.com.
Good afternoon with Moorhead State Public Radio Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The University of Kentucky announced today that head basketball coach John Calipari and head football coach Mark Stoops have both signed two-year contract extensions. Calipari's new deal runs through the 2024 season, paying him $7.75 million next season and $8 million a year for each season after that. Stoops' contract now runs through the 2022 season, paying him $3.5 million for the upcoming season, with a pay increase of $250,000 for each year after, paying him $4,775,000 in the last year of his contract. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari isn't a fan of the late tip-offs that his team has had to deal with in this year's NCAA tournament. The Wildcats' first-round game against Northern Kentucky last Friday in Indianapolis didn't start until after 10 p.m., while this Friday's Sweet 16 game in Memphis against UCLA is scheduled for 8:40 Central, 9:40 Eastern.
It's late to play basketball games. I mean, he's, you know, I even said this, if you're going to make us play that late, don't make us deal with the media. Just let us, that game ends, go home. I mean, it's 12:30 at night, just go home. So, got some adjustments to make.
That's Calipari on his radio show this week. The Cats will be out to avenge their December 3rd, 97-92 Rupp Arena loss to UCLA. As Kentucky prepares for that game on Friday, the police in Lexington are warning Kentucky fans to not burn anything as the Wildcats continue their run in the NCAA basketball tournament. UK Police Chief Joe Monroe has a message for UK students and fans.
Don't trash the neighborhoods. Don't turn over cars. Don't burn anything. Let's have a good time and celebrate responsibly.
Officers in riot gear will again be patrolling areas such as State Street in Lexington, which was the scene of couch burnings during past celebrations. Some notes from around college basketball today. California sophomore Ivan Rabb has declared for the NBA draft and plans on signing an agent, according to Scout.com. Duke star freshman Jason Tatum has declared for the draft. Florida State sophomore Dwayne Bacon has signed with an agent and will enter the draft as well. And Louisville's Donovan Mitchell will enter the draft but not sign with an agent, leaving the possibility open of returning to school. With his team's season now over, Morehead State women's basketball coach Greg Todd is hitting the road to do a little recruiting. For the first time in his 3 years at MSU, Todd will be talking to possible signees about joining a winning program. The Eagles finished this season at 21-10, also getting into the WNIT for the first time in the program's history.
I think it will have its benefits, the strength of how strong we played this year, and I think being able to go to the WNIT and play at a high level definitely was part of a great season.
After signing three players in November, Todd says he needs just one more signature to wrap up his recruiting for next season. Round County's new girls basketball coach says he intends to return the Lady Vikings to the top of the 16th region. Ed Jones believes it won't take long to do that, which is what he told his players during the Tuesday news conference in which he was tabbed to lead the program.
You know what? I watched you every game almost last year. I may have missed one or two games all year. I was at practices, and there's not a doubt in my mind that it will happen. It's not it can happen. It will happen. Trust me. We will be right back there.
Jones is also Round's assistant principal. He has 24 years of coaching experience, including his time as the head coach at Middlesboro and Bath County High Schools, along with another 19 years at schools in Florida. Morehead State baseball coach Mike McGuire feels pretty good about where his Eagles are right now. Tuesday's 3-1 victory at Ohio gave MSU its ninth victory in 10 games. He believes things are going especially well on the mound for his ball club. The Eagles pitchers haven't allowed an earned run in their last 13 1/3 innings of work.
Really like the way we're pitching. Really like the way our bullpen's coming together. And it's while the first 2 weeks of the year it might have been a weakness, it's becoming a strength of our club.
At 14-6 overall and 5-1 in the OVC, the Baseball Eagles begin a conference series Friday afternoon at rival Eastern Kentucky. The Morehead State softball team is also on a roll. Tuesday's 12-0 and 10-2 routes of Otterson Broadus moved the winning streak for Coach David Williams' squad to 9 games.
I think we're just resilient. We're finding ways to win, and we're doing a good job of just putting ourselves in situations to have a chance at the end of the game, and then we have people stepping up and getting the job done.
The 16-7 Eagles have two OVC road doubleheaders this weekend. They are at Austin Peay on Friday and Murray State on Sunday. And finally in sports, the Kentucky Expo Center will become a racetrack this May. Will Clark reports.
The temporary track is for the first ever appearance in Kentucky of the Red Bull Rallycross Series.
It's essentially production-based vehicles that are four-wheel drive, that are 600 horsepower, and they go faster than a Formula One car from 0 to 60.
Series spokesman Colby Rodriguez says the track will be made up of dirt and pavement and will feature a 70-foot dirt tabletop jump. The event's scheduled for May 20th and 21st, with the second day to be carried on NBC. I'm Will Clark.
That's it for sports. For Morehead State Public Radio, I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle Baseball will host Eastern Kentucky for 3 games this weekend, Friday at 3 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m., and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing stock market report for MSU Public Radio. U.S. equities closed mixed as Wall Street eagerly awaited a vote on the House's health care proposal and monitored oil prices. And at the close, the Dow Industrial showed a modest loss of 6.71 at 20,661.3. The broader market was stronger, with the S&P 500 up 4.43 at 2348.45, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 27.82 at 5821.64. New York Stock Exchange breadth was roughly 15 to 13 in favor of winning stocks over losers. And, of course, the House is expected to vote on the Republican health care bill tomorrow, but Obamacare's replacement has seen pressure not just from Democrats but from some conservative GOP members as well. Yesterday afternoon, the Freedom Caucus threatened to formally oppose the bill if the language in it did not change dramatically. And the caucus's chairman, Mark Meadows, said after a White House meeting, there are still not enough votes to pass the bill. Also on investors' minds were oil prices, which continued falling after the Energy Information Administration said U.S. inventories rose by 5 million barrels last week. U.S. crude futures for May delivery fell 41.41%, settling at $48.04 a barrel, and this was its lowest level since November. In corporate news, shares of Sears tumbled more than 10% after an SEC filing raised questions about the company's future. Retail stocks have been under pressure recently, with the Spider S&P Retail ETF falling more than 3% this week. And in the retail sector today, Nike stock dropped 7% on disappointing sales in the latest quarter. Among S&P 500 stocks, your best performers today were Marriott and Ventas, and your worst performers were Nike and TransDigm. In the Dow Jones Industrials, your best performers were Microsoft and Apple, and your worst performers were Nike and Verizon. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Incorporated up, Ashland Global was up 88 cents at $121.78. Marathon Petroleum was up 31 cents at $49.57. AEP up 47 cents at $67.45. AK Steel up 21 cents at $7.62. CSX up 83 cents at $46.45. And Anthem was down 52 cents to finish at $166.47. Reporting for MSU Public Radio, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University, providing classes for high-ability students, their parents, and their educators for more than 30 years. The Center for Gifted Studies at Western Kentucky University is now accepting applications for middle and high school summer camps, including the 34th Annual Advanced Placement Summer Institute, June 26th through the 30th. More information at 270-745-6323 or online at wku.edu/gifted.
Look at your weather forecast for the MSPR listening area, including the counties of Rowan, Bath, and Carter. Tonight, clear skies with lows around 26 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs reaching about 61. Tomorrow night, the clouds roll back in with lows around 48 degrees. Friday, mostly cloudy and mostly cloudy early, then becoming a little bit sunnier as the day goes on. Highs around 71 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with lows around 52. Saturday, partly cloudy with highs warming up to reach almost 72 degrees. The rain rolls back in on Saturday night with a 100% chance of rain and thunderstorms possible with lows around 54 degrees. And Sunday, it'll have a 90% chance of rain with thunderstorms developing in the afternoon and highs around 66 degrees. Taking a look at your temperatures for the region, it's currently 46 in Ashland, 45 in Flemingsburg. Inez is sitting at 48 degrees. It is currently 46 degrees in both Winchester and Lexington, and it is currently 47 degrees right here on the campus of Morehead State University.
And that will bring the curtain down on Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had assistance from Chuck Maraz, Braxton Howard, Courtney Howell, Jacob Lindberg, and Kyle Blankenbuehler. From the Kentucky News Network, Will Clark, and our commentator this afternoon was retired Morehead physician Dr. Yule Scott. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Ashley Davidson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Dan Conte, Morehead State Public Radio News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.